Thank you, bro. Good morning. Appreciate you being with us in our Sunday School Hour. For those who are here present and those who are internet, and y'all going to think that I'm crazy, and you'd be right for that matter, but it's amazing how the Lord works. The only thing I know to do is do my best to listen. When he speaks. And I thought last Sunday that I was through with this series that we had been studying. So I started something else Monday night, and it went nowhere. Things just didn't click. In the back of the mind, this kept coming, and this kept coming, and this kept coming. I said, well, Lord, maybe we're not through with it. So apparently we were not through with it. So we're going to be on the same track again today. But I do thank you for being here. I need you to turn to the book of Ephesians in chapter number 2, and then we go to John and look at a few things there. Bow with me in a word of prayer before we begin. You ask the Lord to help today as we open his precious word, and we just depend on him. Lord, we come to you again today as we do each and every day, knowing that it's by your grace and mercy that we'll make it through this day, and it's by your grace and mercy we've made it thus far. Know of no other one to think but you, because there is no other one. All the blessings of life, all the watch care, all the comfort, and all the peace, and all the joy, all of life's blessings come through and by you. Sadly, that we have a world that does not understand that, cannot enjoy the joy that comes to life in knowing you as our Lord and Savior. Lord, I thank you for each one who's here today, each one that's listening in. And Lord, I feel that you have someone somewhere that needs to hear this lesson one more time. Lord, I must depend on you. I ask you today, by your precious Holy Spirit, to enlighten your precious word, to make it simple to those who listen. And Lord, for that one or that many who have not known yet the joy of the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we would ask today, would be today. Touch it only you can. Search that heart. Bring them into a relationship with you. Lord, be with us today. In thy name we do pray. Amen. Now we've been talking about lost. And that's still where we're at today. We've got a world of people who are lost. And I hope and pray that someone is listening today that is lost, and today will be the day when they find out that they're lost and undone and need a Savior, and that they're walking in darkness as once you and I were walking in darkness. So if you will, look with me in Ephesians chapter number 2. And we want to look at just a few verses here
as I begin today. Chapter number 2 and verse number 2. Now I'm going to read this as it is, and then we're going to kind of read it again and move over a few words in it. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Now let's look at this in a little different perspective this morning. And let's look at it as a lost person would need to look at it. He says, wherein ye walk. So you take out times past. We're talking about if you and I are saved by the marvelous grace of God, we don't walk like we used to walk. We walk differently. So he says, wherein ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And notice the spirit. He said, among whom also we all had. So let's look at it this way. Among whom also we had a conversation, and there's the end times past. If you're lost, you still got that conversation like it's always been, in the lust of our flesh, and you're fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and you are by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Now go back with me over to John, chapter number 8. Well, I've lost myself. It's more chapter number 8, book of John. And we'll go chapter number 1 for just a moment. We'll begin here in chapter number 8. And let's look at verse number 12. Then spake Jesus again. Now, who's doing the talking here? Jesus is doing the talking, and what is he saying? Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in what? In darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, what does that tell us in that particular verse? What's the difference in walking in darkness and walking in light? Christ says in this verse that I'm the light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness. So what's the only thing that's going to keep you and I from walking in darkness? The only thing that's going to do that is the light, which is Jesus. And that's the thing that's going to save us from that darkness that we as a natural man walk in. Now, go back over to John chapter number 1. And verse number 5, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. The light does what? It shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Keep that thought in mind. Flip back over now in the book of John and go to John chapter number 11. And if you will, look with me at verse number 9. Jesus answered. Now, who's doing the talking again? All right, Jesus is doing the talking. Answer, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. Now, notice that phrase. He seeth the light of what? Of this world. The sunshine, okay? But if a man walk in the night, he does what? He stumbles, because there is no light where? In him. There is no light in him. So anybody that's not saved has no light in him. And he's walking in darkness. Now, in the book of Proverbs, we'll go to Old Testament for just a moment. Read a verse to you there. And in Proverbs chapter number 4, look at verse number 19. The way. Notice the first phrase in this verse. The what? The way. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Walking in darkness, stumbling along in darkness. Don't see or understand where they are going. Now, I gave a couple of examples as I've been talking about this of people that were lost, physically lost. And I gave one about Mr. Tommy Barnes, and I gave one about Mitchell myself. So this first one that we're talking about now is back to Mr. Tommy again. And Polly knows Mr. Tommy well. And I call him the one that's lost at night. And then I'm going to talk about one that's lost in day. Look at that in two perspectives. So let's think about Mr. Tommy for just a moment. You know, the day that he got lost, he was probably having a pretty good day. I do not remember the time of year. I don't know where he was hunting or fishing or whatever he was doing. But he was off of work, and he's down here in the creek and crossed the bridge. It's in Black Creek, and that's where he was at, down in the woods. And he was having a pretty good day until something slipped up on him. And darkness come. He hadn't paid attention. He must have been having a real good time because he hadn't paid attention to what position and what situation he was in. So he was just coasting along, so to speak. And what caught him? Darkness caught up with him. Well, it didn't take Mr. Tommy very long before he realized something. He's like these that we have just described. Now I'm down here, and it's dark, and I'm stumbling around, and I'm what? I'm lost. So reality check. Boy, you're lost. And I personally cannot find my way out of this situation. Somebody has got to help me out of this situation. And if you and I are the same way, one day we were just coasting along and everything was doing well, we thought, until all of a sudden it was revealed to us that we were lost and in darkness. And that's where we're stumbling along through life, in darkness. And as we stumble along through this life in darkness, that stumbling is going to plunder us into an eternal hell. And that's where we're headed. Now, I don't know where Mr. Thomas sat down by a tree or what he did, but he could not do anything in the position he is in but live in it at that point. So I guess he just sat down and says, I'll wait a while. Now, Mr. Tommy could have died in those woods that night, in darkness. And he would never have seen home. They would probably eventually found his body, but he would have never made it back home. Well, I want you to think about something with me for just a moment. What happened so that Mr. Tommy could head back home? I'm in a position that I cannot help myself. I'm in total darkness. Cannot see anything. Close your eyes for just a moment. Everybody close your eyes. What do you see? You see darkness. Now, put your hands over your eyes and tell me if it gets darker or lighter. Okay? You move them. So it got darker, didn't it? Okay, you can open your eyes. And that's where we are, or where we were. No light in us, none whatsoever. Now, what happened to Mr. Tommy for him to be able to get out of the woods and head home? No. So he's sitting there, totally helpless. Next morning, what come up? The sun come up. And then what happened? Let me look at something for you just a minute. I might just read what I've written down here. Tom had found himself lost. He could have died there. But God's mercy showed up in the morning. All right, number one, God provided the son, that's the S-U-N, that light of the world. He provided that. So as the dawn began to break, Tommy in his dark position began to see some light. You know, God provided his son. And we've just read that he is what? He's the light of the world. Number two, as the sun began to come up, the light rays began to come through the trees in the forest. And Brother Tommy could see those light rays as it got a little bit lighter and a little bit lighter. He could probably feel the warmth of the sun as it penetrated through what had been the darkness. And you know, when the Holy Spirit began to work with us, he began to show us that light, does he not? We have just a glimpse as the Holy Spirit begins to work with us of where we are and what now he has begun or started to accomplish in our life. Sitting in a position that we cannot help ourselves. Totally lost in the darkness of the world. And totally lost in our sins. And the precious Holy Spirit begins to speak. And he begins to speak of not the sun shine, but the sun of the Almighty God. And it began to show the gospel, the light of the world, the truth. It began to show Christ. And we realized the only way that we're ever going to get out of the situation that we're in is by Christ and him only. Now the next morning, as Tommy was sitting there watching daylight come and feeling the warmth of the sunshine as it penetrated through the coolness of the morning. He heard somebody call him. Do you think he just sat there and ignored that? He realized that he was lost. And he realized somebody has come to bring me out of this darkness that I'm in. And he did what? He answered that call. And that's exactly where you and I were, or that's where you are. You're either in darkness without Christ, or you have heard the call by the precious Holy Spirit of God. And you've answered that call. And that call brings saving grace, salvation, and out of darkness into the light of the Almighty God. Now, you heard me say that when They finally got him out of the woods. Somebody says, somebody got a question for you. Where have you been? He says, I've been lost. I've been or I was lost. But what? But now I am found. And only then could he make that statement, I was lost, but now I'm found. And until the Holy Spirit did a work in your heart and showed you that you were lost and walking in darkness and without any hope whatsoever to get out of that darkness, and showed you the plan of salvation, that Jesus Christ loves you and Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and paid for every sin, and if you will accept him and acknowledge that you are a sinner, lost and doomed for an eternal hell, and ask him to save you by his marvelous grace, he what? He will. And only then can you say, I was lost, but now I'm found. And where did Tommy go when they found him? He started on the way home. And at 12 years old, the Lord found me. And he saved me. Amen. By his marvelous grace. And since that day, I have been on my way home. Amen. Out of darkness, amen, into light, amen, into his joyous, amen, and gracious and marvelous grace. That's the night time. How about the daytime? I think about the daytime one. It's like Mitch and me were. You know, I told you it was us. We're one. Mitch and my brother. We got lost down here in Creek. You better stay out of that place. You know, we knew Black Creek like the palm of our hand. You know, Francis lived over here, by the way, you know, and there was a trail through the woods, you know. It's not like it is now, but if you got a chance, if you weren't working on the farm and you got a chance, you was either in the woods playing or was over here with the guys, because all the, you know, church was where you met everybody. That was the thing, that was the center of the community then. So, you know, we'd head over here where all the boys were, plus somebody else, but anyhow. So, you know, we knew it. I mean, we almost had a trail through the woods you could follow. We'd been back and forth time after time after time. But this day, we got lost. And I'd have bet you money that would never happen to us in Black Creek. See, there's a lot of people today. The reason I call it daytime, it was light. Mitch and me were raised in church. Like I said, it's a center community. That's where everybody was at. You come to church. When the church doors open, you was at church. Mom and Daddy made sure you was at church too, on top of that. So we were back and forth the church. There's a lot of people in church today that's got their name on the church roll. They've been baptized and they're just as lost as we were in Black Creek on that day. Just because your mom and daddy were saved, just because granny and granddaddy were saved, and just because you've been in church all your life don't mean you're saved. Your relationship with Jesus Christ determines whether you are saved or not. Have you ever realized, can you right now remember a time when you were lost? And if you can remember a time when you were lost, then you can remember a time when you were saved. And we were enjoying ourselves, chugging right along toward home. Like I said, there's a stump about this high. I can see it in my mind now, about this high. Broom sage and message is right beside the path. There's that stump we passed all these times. Everything's doing fine. In a few minutes, there's that stump. We passed that thing a while ago. Now, home is that way. Go that way. So we took off again. And guess what? In a few minutes, there's that stump again. And then we realized we were lost. Lost in a familiar territory. You can know every room, closet, and cranny in this church building like the back of your hand, and you can still be just as lost as a goose. It's a personal relationship with Christ. So what did that stump say? I never heard that stump audibly speak. But it told me something. It told me I was lost. And boy, I don't know what it is, but I've heard people talk about it and say they got lost. They said they walked up the stream, but they seen a stream or a creek or whatever. There'd been many times before, and it's running the wrong way. Now, you're talking about being lost, and that's where we were. You know, you think you could just follow the path. And I'll tell you one thing. If you ever get to the foot of that cross will tell you you're lost. No, I didn't hear it speak audibly, but it just as well to have spoke audibly, because it told me my position. And that cross will tell you your position. Yes, sir. In a hurry. So what are we going to do? So we just stopped and stood there for a little bit. And we remembered what we had been taught and what we have heard. And then when we started processing that, somebody told you about Christ. But the Holy Spirit processed it for you. You know, we stood there a minute and we said, well, we know which way home is. It's south. Well, how are you going to know which way south is? By the sun. All I had to do was look at the sun. I was raised on a farm. I knew where northeast and south and west were. Every time I go anywhere, if we go on vacation, wherever I go, one of the first things I know is, where is north, where is south, where is east, where is west? Anywhere I go, anytime, you can ask me that, and I can probably tell you. because Daddy drilled that into us. So you don't get lost. So I knew that way is home, because I had been taught that way is home. But see, I had never been lost in the creek. I had never had to apply that before. But when you realize you're lost and you get to the foot of that cross, then it's time to remember what the Holy Spirit has anchored in your heart and in your mind. So as we stood there and looked at the sun, and it says, home's that way. And then 50 highways, that's going to be to your west. And you can hear the hum of the traffic on 50 highway. So you know that's going to help you in direction too. It might be that somewhere down the line, when that person sees themselves lost, it might be because a hymn that they've heard. And they just heard the hum of that hymn. And that hymn brings the truth of Christ. Holy Spirit uses that. Holy Spirit can use a lot of things to bring you to Christ. We never know what He might use. You might think back. I can think back. I know exactly what. But anyway, those things, and I'm not going to have time to finish this, but it'll probably be the last Sunday. You know, I need to read Matthew 7:21-23 and Matthew 12:45-43 and talk about it a little bit. You know, we've done many wonderful works in Thy name, cast out devils and all that, and Christ says, what? Depart from me, I never knew you. He says, you've done many wonderful works. Works don't get you there. It's a trust in Jesus Christ and His shed blood that gets you there. I remember exactly what I was doing the day I was saved. Bag of corn on my shoulder going to feed a hog in the creek. Black Creek. Low grounds. You put the hogs in the low ground so you turn them out to crop in winter, on the fields in the wintertime, but you put them in the low ground and plant the crops in the summertime. And Elevation Road is named Elevation Road, and I got 1 minute for a specific reason. It's elevated. You know, I can see the water tank, a few quake marino, two of them, just like looking at those two fingers from the house. See Cleveland School, when the sun shined on the front, it's got a strip around the top of it. And I was walking down that path with a bag of corn on my shoulders, having revival at Benson Grove. Brother E.X. Heather was here, and we'd been to revival. And I was singing. See, I knew the old rugged cross. I was singing the old rugged cross. And all of a sudden, it come to life. That's Him. That's when I realized I was lost. But I was, and now I'm saved by His marvelous grace. Can you recall the day? Are you still lost? Or have you been saved by His marvelous grace? God bless you, and thank you for listening.